Sharp differences over global issues risk complicating the Group of Seven's efforts to show a united front. A number of disputes and problems await the leaders of the richest democracies at their summit in France. At stake, further dividing this group of countries already struggling to speak with one voice.
This may be the last moment to restore our political community.
The European Council president set the bar low ahead of what could be a confrontational summit.
The last years have shown that it is increasingly difficult for all of us to find common language when the world needs our cooperation more, not less.
The meeting of the G7 nations comes at a time when a trade war between China and the United States escalates again. European countries struggle to hold the crumbling Iran nuclear deal together after Washington's withdrawal. And international criticism mounts over fires ravaging the Amazon, seen as vital to countering global warming. Trade is also on Canada's mind. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sat down with the new British Prime Minister to discuss trade relations after Brexit.
Now we get to connect on all the issues that we have ahead of us, whether it's a talk about the global economy is obviously going to be a big topic of discussion.
Trudeau and his counterparts worry a global economy already on the edge of a recession will crumble under the weight of Donald Trump's tariff wars. The president arrived in France after threatening to all but cut off China, one of America's most important trading relationships. Despite tensions, Trump had an optimistic assessment of relations between once close allies.
Everybody's getting along and I think we'll accomplish a lot this weekend.
Only hours before his arrival, Trump threatened tariffs on French wine imports to the U.S. in retaliation against a new digital tax France is imposing on big tech companies.
We'll be taxing their wine like they've never seen before.
Adding to the anxieties, every other G7 country has also at one time been threatened with a spot on Trump's tariff hit list. Summit host French President Emmanuel Macron said he hoped to convince world leaders who have come to expect the unexpected from Trump's White House to heal growing divisions at the G7 summit. Trudeau also met with the Japanese Prime Minister earlier in the day and highlighted what he called their tremendous trade relationship. Now, strengthening Canada's trade ties with G7 partners is a key priority for Ottawa this weekend. On Sunday, Trudeau has the big meeting with President Trump.
What do you think of this?
Is this an issue right now?
Why hasn't an Amber Alert been issued?
I appreciate you coming out, Shauna.